My friends don't walk, they run. Skinny dipping rabbit holes for fun. Popping balloons with guns. Getting high off helium. We paint white roses red. Each shade from a different person said this dream. Dream is a killer. Getting drunk with a blue caterpillar.
Oh boy, oh boy. Oh, that was a big breath one, man. Yeah. I should have let you do that out. Do it again. I won't say anything.
Why?
It was good. I like it. I like the full. I want to hear the whole thing.
One take.
I feel like I'm at the doctor's office.
You know when you just holding the pee too long, you're just like, oh yeah. And I'm like, that's all.
Now you ruined it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. I don't want to do it again. You made me do it. I did it. Did it for the vine. I ain't gonna do it.
Seriously.
There we go, buddy.
I'm so happy that we have that one now.
Me too. You know what I'm happy about?
Getting in that pussy hole.
That one.
Oh, I love that so much.
So good.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of House Sadness, the podcast.
Yep, sorry.
Yeah, I just feel like we need to say and introduce it as House Sadness every time. Otherwise, you think you know, might have stumbled into just Casey and I dicking around normally.
Yeah.
Which is not far off.
Nope.
So, yeah, welcome to another episode. I don't really know what to start off, I guess, with the beginning.
I guess
we talked about last week I was in town for a wedding.
Yeah, you were. I think, yeah, we started, but we didn't get to the highlight of the weekend, which was
the fact that I visited Chili's Bar and Grill three times.
Three times? What was that?
Three times.
That was like a reverse. I don't
that was
like
another
that.
Record scratch.
Is that the, that was like Missy Elliott, the flip it in reverse. Yeah, I don't
three
like
times.
That.
You don't like the backwards?
No, it
one.
Sounded like a like electronic zipper.
Oh, okay.
It sounded like Daft Punk getting dressed. Daft Punk getting dressed. I feel like you stepped on my punchline.
I did. I'm sorry.
That's
I didn't
fine.
Mean
no, it's fine.
I like it. I like
no,
it.
No, it's fine.
Daft Punk getting dressed.
Yeah, I just needed that for my own ego. Well, that's a decent joke. I don't know. It's not.
Know.
It sucks.
I don't know
myself.
What we were gonna talk about it on the last cast. It's not really necessary, but I lucked out in the sense that there's a Chili's right by the airport in Grand Rapids.
Yeah. And there's no Chili's here. Well, there is.
I mean, unfortunately, there are, you know. But they're all there's one out by where I work in Montebello that's not far from me, but I don't usually take like a lunch.
Yeah. And we're not going to drive to Montebello.
No. And then what? The other one's
I think it's in Compton.
Yeah.
Or Inglewood. It's in
Inglewood. Inglewood, yeah. And we're not going to drive over there either because when it's busy, it's going to be like 45-minute drive.
Yeah. It's like 13 miles and it's just, you know, driving here sucks.
It's crazy. We don't want to leave as soon as you get home, you know. So, but then Hulu fucking tortures us
with Hulu.
Constant Chili's commercials. That I just can't get over.
Don't get me started on the Hulu.
Yeah, I know. But and I feel like it's going without saying that Chili's is one of my favorite chain restaurants.
It's legit, man.
I'd say Chili's and B-Dubs. I think I'd probably... Oh, fuck. I don't know what I would do. I'd probably go B-Dubs over Chili's.
Yeah? All right.
But I don't know. I think it's a fair tie.
Yeah?
Yeah. But so then I remembered there was a Chili's near the airport... And so I had my friend Rupert pick me up,
sorry,
no, that's fine. And she asked where I wanted to go.
No,
what?
She's a girl.
Yeah.
Wow.
Rupert's a girl.
Isn't there a character on Arthur called Rupert?
Probably.
I think he's the bunny.
I think so. Yeah.
It's a good name.
But we decided to go to Chili's, and by we I mean I decided, and so we went, and it was fantastic, and it was unbelievable, and then. The next day, my mom picked me up from my friend's place and asked where I wanted to go eat. And luckily, my stepdad works
at
over.
Oh, I thought he worked at Chili's.
Luckily, my stepdad works at Chili's.
We got that fucking discount.
Getting in that pussy hole.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. That Chili's kind of Chili's pussy hole discount. Oh, yeah. He works over off of 28th Street. Mm. And so. Of course, I was like, of course, let's go to Chili's.
Yeah.
So we go to Chili's again, and I don't remember if I told them that I was just there the day before.
Probably not.
But luckily, didn't run into anybody from the day before. And then,
the same Chili's.
Same Chili's. The exact same Chili's.
Where are the Chili's in Grand Rapids?
There's one off 28th Street over by the airport, and then there's one over by Knapp's Corner by the IMAX theater.
Okay.
There's... That place is like, fucking dope. So think about it. You got an IMAX theater. You got a B-Dubs and a Chili's.
I feel like there's right one on there. Alpine.
Probably.
There's an Applebee's and a B-Dubs. I know that. And then the Jimmy John's that I worked at.
I don't remember a Chili's, but there could be one.
Ugh, God. But, yeah, I don't actually. Yeah, I don't think there's a Chili's. It's Applebee's.
There might be a Chili's, actually. I feel like. No, I don't know. TGI Fridays. It doesn't matter. Yeah. But so then.
Fuck
what is
Alpine. Yeah, so fuck that. Fuck Jimmy John's.
Completely.
Horrible place to work.
Yeah. And then I got lucky in the sense that I fucking hate your guy. I hate your guts so much.
Sorry, just Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's just brings up... I get so angry. I just hatred. Get gassy.
All right. Yeah, and so then... luckily the hotel that I was staying at, that the... rehearsal was at, and reception was at.
Yep,
was right across the street from that exact same Chili's.
Oh yeah.
So the morning after, or afternoon after the wedding, we went to Chili's as well.
And penis.
I got the penis.
Two penises.
I got two penises.
Oh, this is like gay. It's so gay.
Ooh, that one's aggressive.
It was really gay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy for you, man, because you've been.
I'm happy you asked me to talk about going to all these Chili's, you fucking asshole. You just
it's like a disrespect.
Blowing my shit out.
Yeah, sorry.
No, that's fine.
It's
just my love for Chili's.
What's your chili? What do you order when you go there? I'm curious.
They call them cheddar bites, but it's their version of cheese curds.
How are they?
They're fucking amazing.
Yeah. Best?
Not best. They're good, dude, though.
Man, I wish. Well, when you visited me in Chicago, there's a place that wasn't open yet, but there's a place I discovered, like. It's like a half mile from my place, and they had like legit the best cheese curds I've ever had. Like fucking amazing.
I would have loved to
man,
try them.
Basil ranch dip.
That sounds good.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck in.
It was
to
so
me.
Good, and they like just amazing sandwiches. Great fucking place. Grilled cheese was fucking tits.
What was it called?
It was called Weiler Road.
Weiler Road. Yes. So anybody out there that lives in Chicago or near
Logan Square, it's on. Yeah, it's just on Central Park.
Check it out.
Yeah, man. Central
Park. Best curds, apparently.
I don't know.
Curd is the word.
Yes.
Yeah.
Curd is the word.
So it's cheddar bites and then the honey chipotle chicken crispers are the shit. Dude, they have such a good appetizer menu, though. It's like insane. No. Chicken crispers.
What's that?
Yeah, you got to go to Chili's to find out, man.
Wow.
Yeah, it's their only place you can get chicken crispers.
I quit this podcast.
I thought you knew fucking Chili's, man.
I haven't been, like, legit probably in, like, 5 years.
If you haven't had honey chipotle chicken crispers, you have not lived yet.
That's true.
So, I feel bad for you. I've been living with a dead man this whole time.
I'm dead. On the inside.
Curd is the
word.
Curd is the word.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
Why?
I don't know. It just got this weird thing in the back of my head that I got these weird songs going in the back of my head. I don't know what it is. So,
interesting.
All right, well, I don't think we really have anything else to talk about.
No, I don't. I got nothing, man.
Do you want to start your wouldn't fuck me?
My life sucks.
What? Do you want to start a wouldn't fuck me?
I'm going to fill you up.
Yeah. Or else I'm going to fill you up.
Ooh.
Oh, you're loco, man.
You have anything else to say about Chili's?
No.
AIDS!
So did you get that every time you went?
Yeah.
Three times you got the same two things.
I will tell you, the third time afterwards, I was a little hungover too, but at that time I was kind of like, okay. Three times, like, it was, I think it was in a 4-day period, but still like three times, I was like, this might be pushing it a little bit. I don't give a fuck, man. I want to live like a cartoon life where I wear the same fucking shit. Nah, I don't want to wear the same shit. But yeah. I find a place that I like, I know that the shit tastes good, and then I just, that's it.
And then you just eat the same food over and over?
Yeah, I guess so.
Like The Sims.
Yeah, or just give me a chain restaurant, and then I start getting bored with one thing. I'll go try something else out and be disappointed. And then...
Grass tastes bad.
As soon as I find out the grass tastes bad, I'll go back to the cheddar bites.
I believe you. You know what? I support that.
It's fucking great. Good, yeah.
It's all good.
Burger time!
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. Anyways, That's, you know, good for you. I'm happy that you got your Chili's fixed.
Yeah, it was a decent enough amount that I'll be good.
Well, then you went to Chili's in Austin too, right?
I did.
Yeah.
I should get a My friend didn't even like it when I brought it up the second time I went to visit her. We were all trying to think of somewhere to eat, and I was like, yo, I'm not kidding, let's go to that Chili's again. And she's like, shut the fuck up, Kuvan, you're lucky that we went to Chili's the first time you were here, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong sucks.
You know something?
Did you smoke before this one?
No. No, I didn't. Nope, not going to have a repeat of Barry Sanders.
No.
That's good. No, I didn't.
I was just curious.
I had a weird day.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Did you want to talk about it?
No, I can't.
Oh, gotcha.
Legally can't.
All right. You want to start your wooden fuck me?
Sure.
I think we've gone far enough in here talking only about Chilies for 12 minutes.
Hey, man. I got another fucking... We can do a whole goddamn podcast.
I'll talk all day about Chilies.
Me too, dog. All right. So this first lady who wouldn't fuck me, her name is, well, I don't know, her Instagram is Camellia Forever, and I think she's a suicide.
Camellia girl. Or Camilla?
It's Camellia. Okay. I think. I'm going to go with Camellia.
Gotcha.
Let's, you know what?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to question you. Well, I mean, there's an extra I in one of those.
Yeah, this one has an extra I.
Oh, so. Camellia then?
I think so. Let's just go with that. I don't know. I can't read or anything.
Sorry, I questioned you. It's like I was talking to my own head.
It's fine, man. I suck at everything else. But Camellia Forever wouldn't fuck me. Not in forever. 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 You know that movie?
He needs some milk.
I know. She wouldn't fuck you in the outfield.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry, man.
Nope, not in the sandlot. She wouldn't give me mouth to mouth if I was drowning.
She wouldn't let the dog from the other yard drowning, fuck me.
Yeah,
none of it.
She wouldn't let me build an Erectus set to eat her out with. You know, it's fucking ridiculous.
What, you would eat her out with the Erectus set?
Yeah. You're telling me you wouldn't?
Oh, dude, that'd be aggressive, I feel like.
Whatever.
It's all hard corners and...
Oh, man.
What are you using? What are you building up? How are you doing this?
Just... I'll show you.
Oh, okay, all right. All right, this wouldn't fuck me.
I didn't want to get too crass.
Oh, gotcha, okay. All right, this wouldn't fuck me as this girl wearing a Nirvana shirt.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't fuck me.
Uh-oh.
Not even if I'd been locked inside her heart-shaped box for weeks.
Uh-huh.
Here's a better one.
Yep.
She wouldn't fuck me. Here's one that you probably expected.
I know that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah. She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I dyed my hair blonde and then dyed the walls red with my blood.
There you go.
My brain blood from a shotgun blast.
What if you ate her pussy like it was cancer?
Oh, there you go.
Isn't that a lyric from
the
Wish I Could Eat Your Cancer?
It's like one or two lyrics down from that one.
Yeah. That's good, buddy.
Thanks.
You know what was weird? Was the other day when you were playing fucking Nirvana and then I was going to a bar. I got an Uber and the guy was playing Nirvana. And he was like, is this okay? I was like, no, I was just listening
off.
To this at my fucking apartment. Get him out of here.
You okay there, bud?
No. I was like, yeah, it's fine.
That's because I called ahead. I called them ahead, and I was like, listen, bud.
It's okay.
Take care of my buddy Casey here. Yeah. He was really psyched about that I was listening to Nirvana.
No, I don't mind Nirvana. They're fine.
No, I know. Yeah,
they're fine.
I got into them way later than most people.
Yeah. Me too.
Me tweezers.
Yep. All right. This last one is her name's... This one took some research.
Mm.
Her name is...
Getting all up in that
research hole.
Mm.
Getting in that pussy hole.
Yes.
Getting in that research hole.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Getting that fucking... You know...
You could have the pussy, just save me the hole.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm sorry.
No, it's good. It's just getting that thesis clit, you know what I'm saying?
Thesis.
Hitting.
Jesus.
We got to get some clips from
Who says good we old, need a soundboard? We got our own shit.
Get some from Galifianakis. All right. So, anyways, this girl, her name is Natalia Oliver.
Okay.
She's the girl from the Bubble Butt video. Bubble Butt by Major Lazer.
What is it like? Bubble Butt. Bubble Butt.
Okay. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I owned a boat. Owned a boat.
Oh, there you go.
I'm sorry.
Switching it up. Yep. All right, I see.
No one's going to get me in trouble.
Owned a boat.
Yeah.
I like that. You did have to do some research for that.
Yeah, I was like, who the fuck? It took like 2 seconds. Oh. I was like, who is this girl from this video?
Was it worth it?
Yeah, it was worth it.
Yeah. Was it worth it? Let me find out. It's your... pumpkin dress.
I said Daft Punk getting dressed.
Oh, gotcha.
Pumpkin dress. Yes.
All right. Last one. Is this suicide girl that goes by Cats and Crows on Instagram, mm-hmm. and she has her name written as Rebecca Crow, but I've also seen it as Catherine Crow.
Which one is it?
And
I know I've seen it.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I owned a boat.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Sorry. I do that every single time. I feel bad for stealing your thing.
It's fine. They love it.
Oh. I forgot we got a live studio audience now. You know?
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Luke!
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
I hear you, buddy.
All right, you guys. Well, we are going to take a
quick... Sorry about everything.
Break. Constant apologies for still being around and still making episodes and having you guys listen to them. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. Here you go.
Hello? Hey, who? What's up? Nothing, B. Just watching the game, having a bud. So but you?
Nothing. Watching the game, having a bud.
True.
What's up?
Yo, who's that?
Yo, pick up the phone.
Hello?
What's that?
What's up?
Yo, where's Dookie?
Yo, Dookie!
Yo.
What's that?
Hold on. Hello?
So what's up, B?
Watching the game, having a bud.
True.
Watching the game.
Having a bud.
Having a bud. Was it like?
Oh, yeah, Budweiser Light. It's a decent beer.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, me too.
It's usually my go-to.
Better than fucking... Oh, man. Okay. I know between me and you, I've been...
This isn't even a highlighter. It's a scented fucking orange marker. And so I'm just crossing shit out on my paper right now.
Yeah, it's doing the opposite. What's it smell like? Fucking...
It doesn't smell good anymore.
An orange taint.
It usually smelled really good. I think that's why I kept it. It smells. Ooh, wee.
Getting a little sour.
Getting in that sour hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
You wouldn't have been sour.
I'm sorry.
Oh, nothing.
Completely interrupted you.
I was just getting to get into some conspiracy theory.
Ooh.
It was about that fucking that thing where I think, like, fucking. They're definitely. Like, okay. Facebook and shit are definitely. Oh, like, they're definitely, like. Know your search history and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, Facebook owns Instagram. So, I tweeted one, or I don't know, I did something with my phone where I just said Coors Light sucks. And, when you go to the Discover part of Instagram,
uh-huh.
I'll get, like, fucking memes that are like, Coors Light's the worst fucking beer ever.
What?
And I'm like, I know, like, I didn't tweet it. I never post on Facebook. So I either texted it or it's in my fucking notes. And, like, they're just reading all our shit. It's fucking ridiculous. I know. Like, God damn it, dude.
Yeah. I feel like they know me better than I know myself.
Yeah. And then I buy a beer that, like, I just, like,
had oh, been yeah, yeah, to that buy.
And then just randomly a Hulu ad, never seen it before, get it. Well, not even just the brewery, the exact beer I bought.
Yeah.
Like, come on. That's they had, like, not one a other fucking one on the commercial, man.
But it was,
that's
yeah.
not a fucking coincidence.
I had never even seen that beer or a commercial for it in my life.
Yeah. I'll, like, make, like, grocery lists and, like, I'll get Facebook ads that are like the exact fucking brand and type of cold brew coffee that I get. Like, it's fucking, they're all, you know, mm-hmm. we're all fucked. It's horse shit.
They're listening. They're watching, man.
Yeah. And, you know, they're watching me jerk off and it just gets me harder.
I put a thing over my laptop.
Yeah,
camera.
I gotta do that. Well, I don't use my laptop like ever, but
you know. I feel like, well, because I guess I have the computer across from us that could be watching us. The, yeah. My laptop no longer, but our phones constantly. Yeah. I love the idea of the phones being recording, though, because every angle is just fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I had this weird thing where I was like, oh, I bet you they're watching through our cameras. And I just imagined all the times that I was just jerking off with my laptop open and
yeah.
and that how awful of a face I'm sure I made. Or, like, I don't know. I tend to laugh a lot after I jerk off.
Oh, really?
Like, I don't know if it's that, you know, that thing where your head just clears or whatever, but like,
oh, yeah.
for some reason I'll just kick out of it and I'll just start giggling at the fact yeah, that I'll I think it's my whole situation. I'll be like going and then I'll be like, glee, and then I'll yeah. just be like, nah. yeah. like I'm just, I get like a out of body look at my whole experience where uh-huh. I'm just like, you're just squashed up in your bed, this crazy expensive bed that is like a posturepedic that lifts your wow. back up, lifts your feet up.
Wow.
And the only thing I've used it for is to be more comfortable while jerking off. Like, that's the only thing it's come in handy for. I just wasted all my money on a fucking jerk off bed.
Good for you, buddy.
So fucking stupid.
That's good.
But then, yeah, I'll just sit in it and laugh.
I'm always like, I really spent that much time for this.
Right, right.
Like, I gotta find the perfect clip.
Right, exactly.
Spent like 2 hours and I'm just like, that was not worth it.
Oh, man, I could have been asleep by now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could have been productive. Nope.
Yeah, I usually just start giggling or something.
Yeah, but I'm just like, I'm a fucking idiot.
All right, well, we got a new bit for you guys.
Yeah, anyways, the government, you know, government's corrupt.
The whole government.
Rage Against the Machine.
They're coming for us.
Yeah.
Dude, it's got to be as soon as it goes past like 8 o'clock around here.
I don't know
they
what
just
it is.
Light up.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Because I don't hear them during the day ever.
Yeah. There's a fucking helicopter that just circles around here.
Like, yeah,
around
happens.
Like 10 and shit.
That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
But,
what
the fuck was that?
We just got an email.
Yeah, but we got a new bit for you here that we're gonna try out. That
yeah,
it's called Cold Opens.
Yeah. So in addition to being comedic geniuses, we also write.
We're writers.
Scripts.
Yeah.
yeah we.
So these are all openings.
Yeah. These are scripts that we've submitted and they've been read. And
yeah. Have they been read?
Oddly rejected.
Like, I wouldn't say rejected.
They were just like. It's too funny.
It's gonna make us all look yeah. way too bad,
guys. We can't hire you on staff because we would have to fire everyone just to pay you.
Yeah.
for your level of talent.
I mean, like, you'd come in and everyone would have to get fired. It'd yeah. be like, yeah. So we're gonna read these off, and they're for different shows, and yeah. so
see,
you'll see, yeah. you'll find out what the show is, either during or like,
mm-hmm.
or at the end
eventually. But yeah, these are real scripts.
Real scripts
that we've written and have been read. And they told us they were too good.
Yeah. So I'm gonna start us off here.
Here we go.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
I wanna die.
Okay, here
die.
We go.
Die.
Honey, I'm home. How's the Taylor family doing today? Well, not great, honey. Randy got into a bit of trouble at school.
Oh, I hate to hear stuff like that.
What kind of trouble? Well, it might be better if he tells you. Randy, could you get down here, please?
Why don't we get Sarah's
what?
Staircases?
What is it? What do you want, Mom? Your father's home. Why don't you tell him what happened at school today? Ugh. I mean, nothing really. It's just the same old boring classes and junk, you know? Yeah, I don't really... No. Nothing really, Randy? Are you kidding? Stop messing around and tell your father the truth. Go on, son. It's all right. You can tell me. Dad, seriously, it's not a big deal. I just got into a little fight with some kids at recess. Well, did you win? The Taylors have always been known to be scrappers. Tim, this is serious. Oh, come on, babe. We're men. It's in our blood to fight. Boys will be boys. Tim, your son beat four kids to death with a hammer today. Yeah. That's what I thought. What? Dad, I just couldn't take it anymore. Everyone was always making fun of me, calling me Simba, asking me if I can feel the love tonight. For a while, it worked to just say Hakuna Matata, but this time, it was just too much. So, I murdered them to death with a hammer. With whose hammer? Dad, don't worry, okay? It wasn't one of your hammers. I went to Lowe's before school and bought one. Are you fucking kidding me, Randy? I'm sorry, Dad, it's just, you went to Lowe's to buy a hammer? Dad, I thought you'd just be mad if I used your... You know damn well that this is a Sears family. And if you're going to buy a hammer to murder your classmates, you will buy that hammer from Sears.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dad. I promise it'll never happen again. Yeah. That's my boy. I mean, heck, I'm just surprised that a pink hammer you bought from Lowe's could make it through so many child skulls without breaking. Oh, Tim. Yeah, so can you believe that got rejected?
You know why?
I think it was too soon.
No, I think you missed an obvious joke where he was like, I was having Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata?
Yeah.
What's that?
Because you said, I could just say Hakuna Matata and be fine. Oh, I was having Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
Yeah.
I gotcha. So, okay.
Fuck that shit.
Listen.
More worries.
It means
motherfucker.
No more life in your body.
That was seriously, like, legit. That was my class saying in high school.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
Ugh.
Yeah, we were some fucking jokesters.
Yeah, I know, real original motherfuckers. That, I had this dope ass Lion King sweater.
Yeah, was our class song. What was your dope Lion King sweater?
It just had Simba on it. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
Mm.
I was in a Lion King quite a bit.
Getting that perfect.
All right, well, what do you think? I think, Casey, you said you had one for us too, right?
Yep. this is gonna be...
Here's the button when you
bad.
Or you can just look at me and I'll do it.
Okay.
Either way.
Yeah, I'll hit it up. All right, so... whatever. This is gonna suck, and I'm sorry.
I'm excited about it. I'm really excited.
Okay. Hold on, let me get my throat nice.
I yelled way too much in mine. I think I got
into it. It's good. I like it. I like the acting. All right, we're gonna show off my emotional range right here. All right, scene, interior of a comedy club green room. Uncle Joey stands naked and dejected in front of the mirror. His eyes are a vacancy sign into his soul that was sold when he. into his soul. God damn it. I forgot I can't read.
You're good, dude. Just start it over. Right. That's why you send it to people. They read it. You don't have to.
Well, I'm also like trying to read it through like the fucking mic guard. Oh, yeah. Fucking stupid. All right. Scene. Interior of a comedy club green room. Uncle Joey stands naked and dejected in front of the mirror. His eyes are a vacancy sign into a soul that was sold when he agreed to be in 193 episodes of a 90s sitcom. His hair looks like a minor league hockey player from the 70s that's secretly into jazzercise. His mouth looks more and more like a holster to a gun as the minutes pass. His chest and back are hairless. No surprise. His penis looks like a premature earthworm got caught in a blizzard. It's a white flag too pathetic for the wind. His nutsack looks like a raisin that was tossed for being too dry. To his left sits his only friend, Mr. Woodchuck. I don't even feel funny anymore. The world hates my clean comedy, my Popeye impression, my catchphrases, and the other dumb shit I'm known for. Nobody likes me anymore. No one pays attention to me. I don't know what's going on. Everybody hates me. Even Mr. Woodchuck. Uncle Joey's eyes fall upon Mr. Woodchuck, eagerly waiting a response. A beat passes. No response. Because Mr. Woodchuck is a goddamn puppet, and Uncle Joey's hand isn't inside him. He looks to his right. He looks to his left. He puts the puppet on his hand.
Hey, buddy, it'll be okay. We just gotta get the new catchphrase, that's all.
I don't know, Mr. Woodchuck. I just don't feel it anymore. Come on, man. You just got to stop that. I don't know if I can. Come on, man. We just need to think this out. Ooh, I think we got something there. We just gotta find this new catchphrase, right? Yeah, buddy, we just gotta stop it and figure it out. Okay, Mr. Woodchuck, I think I got it.
Let's hear it, buddy.
All right, Mr. Woodchuck, how about cut it out?
I don't know, Joey, that sounds pretty fucking gay.
Cut it out. Cut it out. Cut it out. Joey removes Mr. Woodchuck from his hand. He holds it in front of him in anger. Cut it out. Oh, cut it out. Oh, cut her out. Cut it out. Oh, we're gonna cut this thing out. Oh, cut it out. Cut it out. Oh, cut it out. 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 Oh, cut her out. Cut it out. Oh, cut it out, Mr. Woodchuck. Cut it out. Cut to present day. The family gathers around the table. They all look fucking pissed. Uncle Jesse looks extremely satisfied. He's smoking a cigarette. Check, please. Then it cuts to Michelle.
How rude. Well, anyways, guys, that's how I came up with my new catchphrase. Fuck my ass.
Then you play the music.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Cut it out. Sorry. Didn't mean to get you there.
Yeah. So that they rejected that as the origin story for some reason.
I don't get it, man. I think it's perfect.
Yeah. And it kind of fell apart at the end, but whatever.
No, I mean, I think they're falling apart. I mean, they came back with Fuller House, and they still didn't pick it up again.
Yeah.
That's on them. But, yeah, so, I mean, that was just a taste of the geniosity.
Yeah, we got a bunch of those. So,
yeah. We're gonna share some of those cold opens with you guys more and more as time progresses. Mm-hmm. And we've done a lot. We don't just write for Full House and Home Improvement. Though that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Like a ton of Home Improvement. So be prepared for a ton of Home Improvement.
I just remembered I said that's fucking gay. And I don't want to say that. I'm sorry.
Oh well, it's too late. Too late now. And you just reminded everybody.
Yeah. That was improvised.
All right, guys.
Most of that.
We are gonna take a quick commercial break with a Cascade commercial that's featuring somebody that you will probably recognize. I'm gonna see if Casey can guess it. But we're gonna take a quick break.
All right.
Congratulations, you finally made it.
Thanks.
So you got your whole life ahead of you. What are you gonna do now?
Well, thought about working, looked into retirement, looks good. Gonna play a little canasta, shuffleboard, golf, eat a little shellfish, salsa Saturdays, bingo Mondays. I'm retiring.
Want a step you can really skip? New Cascade Complete helps you skip scrubbing and rinsing. Finally, skip the sink, because food's dissolved away.
Where'd you get that sweater vest?
New from Cascade. Cascade Complete. Skip the sink.
TJ Maxx. Do you think that's where he got the sweater vest?
Yeah, I think that's where TJ Miller got it.
TJ Miller, that's where TJ Miller got it?
Yeah, it was the guy from the commercial, right?
TJ Maxx. Did you guess who was in the commercial? Could you guess?
TJ Miller.
By that completely unique voice?
Miller.
TJ Miller?
TJ Miller.
The hot dog griller?
No, it was Charlie Day.
It was Charlie Day. I guess we kind of got a little thing going where we have old commercials with those boys on them.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know, I just found some.
It's like we have a theme.
Hey. All right, guys. Well, I know we introduced this a couple episodes ago.
Yep. My bad.
The fetish challenge.
But I want it right here, right now.
That's the one I meant to put.
Stacking them on top of each other.
Not my dad!
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So we tried to do this fetish challenge, and I fucked up by picking one that we literally couldn't find a single video of.
No. You can't find a video of it. There's also there's definitions of it that vary in a sense.
That's the thing, too.
It seemed more like we... Oh, okay. This was from the fetish challenge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Bit.
Getting ahead of myself.
We introduced climacophilia.
Yes.
Which is actually, I'm not entirely sure, and I'm sure.
Well, yeah.
I'm sure it varies also depending on, but
Well, it could be like, because what the definition I read was getting aroused by people, by watching people fall.
Yeah, but and then there was another definition that I found that was more towards when the person is falling.
Yeah, so I feel like
The subject experiences erotic gratification when falling down the stairs.
Yeah. But that's like so, almost like kind of like all porn.
Yeah. And that's kind of like watching and experiencing in a sense.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, I like sex, but I'd rather be doing it than, you know, jerking off.
Some people would want to be maybe some people would rather be watching than watching someone fall down the stairs than actually fall down the stairs.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to fall down the stairs.
I don't want to fall down the stairs either.
I don't have insurance right now.
But,
it's for you.
That's good. You picked like the most innocent fucking sound clip we have while we're talking about jerk off stuff.
My bad, dude.
Jesus.
That's
a spicy meatball.
That's a good one.
So neither one of us could find any videos on it.
And
thusly, we couldn't try to jerk off to it. I did throw on AFV one time. And I was going to try to jerk off to it, but I didn't want to ruin AFV for myself.
I didn't necessarily want to jerk off to it. I just want to like get to know the people that are into it. Like,
yeah,
I want to get into the community. Yeah, I want to know why people, what happened.
I'm wondering.
That, like, why they're aroused by it.
Oh, see, that's even deeper, though. That's
what, yeah, I mean, well, I was looking for, like, message boards where people could be like, I was at the subway today, and I fucking took a huge spill down the stairs and then just blew a load in my pants when I stood up, you know?
You only live in Michigan because of the haggard winters.
Yeah,
I live four floors up just so I can slip down those fucking back stairs.
A girl like, I was at Meyer. I was watching that motherfucker buff the floor. He didn't put the sign down yet. I fucking slipped.
I took the sign away.
Boy, he didn't need any polish when I got up. Let me tell you.
Oh, no.
It was wet as shit.
It was slipperier after I was done.
Yes.
Slippery when got me wet.
Yeah. I kind of have a funny story about but fucking the
what about coming when you're falling down?
No, about the slipper. Like, no, I'll tell you off mic because it's a long fucking story.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's that. I think it's fucking hilarious. Okay. But like, I told it to some people and they're like, no, that's just sad. And I'm like, nah, it's fucking hilarious. Yeah.
We can save it for a different cast too.
Yeah.
Well, one thing Casey and I were thinking about is because of the fact that we couldn't find any porn, we were trying to think of like ways that we could then make porn and what we would do for this fetish in itself.
Yep.
And in the exact specifics, the first thing that pops in my head is VR and how huge VR is right now. Virtual reality, the goggles and shit. You can get like the Oculus and all that kind of shit. I think it would be super easy to do the kind of thing where you don't need to fall on and slap the shit out of you.
What? What's going on?
And you just get a couple different scenarios of people falling, like wearing the rig or whatever. And then you just put the glasses on. It feels like you're falling and you just jerk off.
Yeah. And then they're just in a padded room. No one gets
it. Yeah.
That's what, like,
you never get hurt.
Dude, I think I don't imagine the pain. I would be too worried about getting hurt.
Yeah. But I was going to say is I don't imagine the pain is what they're getting off to,
because well,
that's what happens
do,
after. No,
yeah.
No, I know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's definitely shit like that. But in regards of what we've read, I feel like it reminds me of kind of like when you're on a swing set and it feels like your stomach drops out.
Oh, that's what it is?
I'm wondering if that kind of thing has anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Because when you fall backwards, everything like, you always get that feeling like if you miss a step, you're going down the stairs and you miss a step or something and...
I just imagine like someone who is into this trying to do parkour and then just running with a boner and like just looking like biffing it all the time, you know,
just falling constantly.
Yeah,
well, I was gonna say like you're around somebody, and I guess this would have to do more so with being aroused when other people fall. But like, there's a whole crowd of people and someone eats shit and everyone's laughing, but one person who's like,
just like
awkwardly holds a book over there.
Yeah.
You're like, oh no, there he is.
Yep.
Clavicophiliac.
We got him.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of some other like...
Well, this came up in my head and then I was like, oh, they actually did this in a movie.
Uh-huh.
But it was going to be like from a... She's All That, right? With Freddie Prinze?
Yeah.
Where she's walking down the stairs and then like that, kiss me, song's playing.
Yeah.
And then she falls, but they do that in Not Another Teen Movie, right?
Yeah, I think she falls down
there. Yeah, so I think that movie was just... fucking clamacophilia.
Okay.
Porn.
I was, you know what? There's a joke. I think this is a Hedberg joke. The
falling
up the stairs or whatever.
The escalator?
Could, yeah.
No, no. Oh, Demetri Martin has a joke where he's like, I tripped on an escalator and fell for an hour and
That's
a half.
What it is. Yeah. That joke, I'm sure, gets a ton of climacophiliacs aroused.
Yeah.
I
bet you.
And then just videotape that. Videotape someone falling up the escalator or however you put it for a while. And I'm sure that's a never ending stop.
Yeah.
You know? But I think the VR goggles would be the best.
You know,
I would legit wanna, if we could find message boards of this shit out there, it'd be awesome to hit them up and be like, hey,
I really wanna,
we made this video, tell us, and you guys tell us.
Also, like, there's gotta be like, okay, so like, there's like some historic, like, steps. Like, the steps to the Lincoln Memorial where fucking Rocky ran up or whatever.
Oh, that would be so good.
Like they're
if
like,
you went and
like,
VR'd everything at the famous steps.
Yeah,
oh.
Like, dude, like, that's where I want to fall. I want to fucking... No, that's the final countdown.
Oh, shit, yeah.
No, it's a... It's the
Eye of the Tiger one.
No, it's a... It's a... Fucking... We played this in band.
I fucked it up because I did the other one.
Yeah, you got it in my head.
It's
na 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 da na da. That's what it is, yeah. And that's when you fall in slow-mo. Yeah, and you're just like...
And then we get Sly Stallone comes in and just gives the thumbs up as you're falling. And then you're like,
yeah.
And if you time it up right, you can blast on Sly. But you can't because he's too quick.
Oh, yeah. I feel like the Great Wall of China has a lot of steps.
Oh, my gosh, dude. That would be so great.
So many steps.
You would just really just need to find a place, any place you that a slinky is? Would work really good at.
God damn it. I was just going to say, I feel like these people want to be slinkies.
Hey. There's like, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Slinkyophilia.
And they're just like, motherfucker. Like, if you showed them a slinky, they would, like, torch it. Like, this person gets exactly, like, that's their spirit animal. That's exactly what they want to be. Is a slinky. But they can't. Oh, it's so sad.
Born in the wrong body.
Yeah, I feel so bad for. Maybe they'll get reincarnated. You know, maybe they're Buddhist. They'll get reincarnated as a slinky.
Well, if they can show Buddha how well they go downstairs and how much they enjoy it, maybe then it'll be like, yeah, well, you're a slinky now.
Well, I'm fat and sitting under a tree.
Well, I'm
hell yeah,
hell yeah, hell fucking yeah, baby.
Oh my god! If you met Buddha, he's like, hell yeah, I'm Buddha.
Hell yeah, baby.
You see my gut
was just slapping his gut.
It's called the ghetto mating call.
Ghetto mating call, baby. I taught him that.
He's just Tracy Morgan.
Who's finna get pregnant? That's good. All right, Buddha.
Yeah, he's got a new special coming out on Netflix.
Tracy Morgan does.
Yeah, dude. Norm's out today. We gotta watch that.
Oh yeah, I gotta check Norm's out. That'd be good.
Yeah, man. Shit. Yeah, I just want to like. I really just want to get to like. It, I'm more interested in why people find this attractive and stuff like that.
I would. I'd honestly like to talk to people about it.
Yeah, and I'd like to see it.
It's funny in its own sense to. Because I legit think it'd be. Maybe not funny, but it'd be interesting if while we were doing this, one of us found like a kink
that we didn't know.
And it's just that, because that shit always is crazy to me when you think about things. I don't know. I did this a lot. I had a lot of these weird thoughts when I first started doing stand-up because I was like, I'd been on stage for like plays and stuff before, but I'd never been up there by myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's so much in the brain that is so complex that I've never put myself in this exact scenario before. I have no clue how my body is going to react to it. Like, who knows if...
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, like, who knows if all of these elements put together...
Yeah, you're just waking up something.
And then all of a sudden, it clicks something in your brain and you just shit your pants or you just barf or... I don't know.
Yeah, it does it with... You're getting those tectonic plates moving and all of a sudden you got a fucking boner.
Exactly. You know? Who knows?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what's wild is like maybe hearing a sound or... No, I'm into it. Hearing a sound or like watching something or like hearing about a new fetish that you're like, oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'd be okay with finding new ways to come.
Yeah, we're not going to judge it. We're just interested, you know?
Yeah.
It's funny.
I'm very curious.
Everyone likes what they like, and I just want to know what you like.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're listening.
Out.
Cut it out.
Cut it out.
Cut it out.
Oh, that could have went over better. Just like everything else in my life. You know?
Cut.
I'm gonna fill you up. Here, it's coming. It's coming. One of these cut. Here we go. Oh, I thought you were gonna play the long one, you asshole.
I just cut.
You fucking suck. Yeah, play the long one. There we go. Cut it out. It's long enough.
You can fuck me or get fucked by me. You can watch me fuck something.
Just point to it and I'll fuck it. Yeah. So.
No, wait, I didn't mean that.
So going forward, though, we're gonna pick an actualized fetish where we can find.
And if we don't find something, we're gonna try to come up with porn for you.
Yeah. So
I also would like it if someone reached out and was like, "You fucking idiots! What do you think you're?"
Well, I already know
coming up with this for the first time. Yeah. Climacophiliacs have been making. We're the reason VR exists, motherfucker.
Yeah, I hope we're wrong. We just didn't research it poorly.
It's like a fucking underground climacophilia club.
Yeah, well, so we're going to find something.
Climb a naughty.
That's not peeing or pooping or feet, because that's... I'm going to draw the line.
Oh, yeah,
there.
Yeah. I hate that. I'm not into the food stuff either.
Oh, yeah. Food's gross.
That shit grosses me out. All I can do is, like, think of the smell.
Yeah.
Like, you see somebody where it's like, oh, sexy cookout, and you're like, nope, that's fucking mustard, and that is ketchup.
Then you fuck, and then you go to bed, and you wake up, and you... Ugh. No.
No, 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 no.
No, thank you.
I put a slice of pizza in my bandana when I was in Texas last to make my friend laugh.
Uh-huh.
And then the next morning, smelled my bandana and threw it in the trash.
Damn.
Like, old marinara smells awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and imagine putting balls, getting balls in the mix with marinara.
Privates just in general.
Yeah, no.
Put that fucking funk in there with it. Like,
no.
That's not right.
No, it ain't good. So yeah, we'll come back.
Yeah, we're gonna come back with a better idea of fetish one.
Yeah. So
I wouldn't say this one was bad. We just didn't expect to find nothing.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is. It was like I fucking googled like weird fetishes, and it was one of the first ones to pop up. So I was like, oh, we're good. And nah.
Oh, maybe we should hop on Craigslist and see if there's any climacophiliacs.
Oh, that's a good one. I was gonna like look at Reddit too, because that's where the weirdos fucking hang out and shit.
Or, yeah.
I don't know. I don't fucking get on the internet enough.
Yeah. We'll figure it out, though.
Everyone.
We're going to come back with some more fetish challenges. I guess now, at this point, this is the point in the podcast where we're going to name the episode.
Yep. And I, again, didn't write a goddamn thing down.
I'm thinking something about slinkies or cutting it out.
Ooh, I like slinkies. We'll cut it out. We can do cut it out. Just kind of gives it away, but that's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't care.
What should we do for slinky, then?
I don't know. Reincarnated as a slinky? That sucks.
I kind of like that.
No, that's fucking horrible. Kinky slinky.
Kinky slinky. There you go.
That's even worse.
No, I like that. Okay, we got to pick one. I like both of those.
I don't know. I feel like someone else had a joke. I think Stephen Wright had a joke about how like he pushed his girlfriend down the stairs, but her spine was a slinky. Maybe that was Jeselnik.
I don't remember
Jeselnik. Someone has a joke where they're like their girlfriend's spine was a slinky.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that might be a notepad. I don't think it is. I think someone else.
You just have no clue what's happening or talking about right now.
I know exactly what I'm talking about, but I just don't know the source.
Okay, all right, I got you.
No, there's just too much fucking bullshit in my goddamn.
So you don't want it to be anything about slinky?
No, we can do slinky.
Kinky slinky.
Kinky slinky is fine. I didn't enjoy saying that. I just want that to be known. I didn't
like it. That's
fucking felt gross. I'm sweating right now.
That's all you had to say instead of getting anything else. You didn't feel good saying Kinky Slinky, but that is the
name. What song are we ending on?
The same one we started with, but it's the whole thing.
I don't even know the song.
Fuck you. Fuck you completely.
I'm just joking.
I just went with you the whole way there.
JK, LOL, I hate myself.
Casey, where can these assholes find you?
Please don't. Seriously, don't. My name, all lowercase, on Casey _Soderd, all lowercase, on Twitter.
Please don't, though. Please
Instagram,
don't.
Yeah, just don't.
Just don't.
Just don't. Like, I'm not a good person, so you don't want to follow me. And sorry about everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. Again.
At Jacob Allen Kuban. Go check out moistjunk.com.
Oh, yeah.
Buy some shit.
Cora. Cora. Coco. Cora. Cora. That's all.
If you have a dog named that, see if it react.
It worked.
Does it?
It did work.
Oh, awesome.
So hopefully it works again.
It peeks its head up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what she usually did.
That's cool.
And she would just punch me right in the dick.
The dog would?
Yeah.
What kind of dog is it?
You know, I don't know. Okay. It's like one of those like...
mixes.
Yeah, yeah. She would just like run full speed and just hands out, just fucking right in the cock.
Yep.
Every time. It was great.
It was great. It was great. That's your fetish.
No, I don't. Not getting punched in the dick by a dog. No. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. That's so disrespectful.
All right, we're gonna leave because this is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, this got weird.
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm very sorry about everything that we do. Completely. I'm not cutting shit. Cut it.
This podcast sucks too hard. You need to cut it. That's a song.
What is that?
The song. I hate myself.
I hate you too.
And my wife. My friends don't walk, they run. Skinny dipping rabbit holes for fun. Popping balloons with guns. Getting
this dream. Dream is a killer. Getting drunk with a blue caterpillar. I'm peeling the skin off my face. Cause I really hate being sad. That you've ever had. You think I'm psycho, you think I'm gone. Tell the psychiatrist something is wrong. Over the bed, entirely bonkers. You like me best when I'm off my rocker. Tell you a secret, I'm not alarmed. So what if I'm crazy, the best people are. All the best people are crazy. All the best people are. Doctor, doctor, please listen. My brain is scattered. You can be Alice, I'll be the Mad Hatter. I'm peeling the skin off my face. Cause I really hate being sad. That you've ever had. You think I'm psycho, you think I'm gone. Tell the psychiatrist something is wrong. Over the bed, entirely bonkers. You like me best when I'm off my rocker. Tell you a secret, I'm not alarmed. So what if I'm crazy, the best people are. You think I'm crazy. You think I'm gone. So what if I'm crazy. All the best people. The craziest friend that you've ever had. You think I'm psycho, you think I'm gone. Tell the psychiatrist something is wrong. Over the bed, entirely bonkers. You like me best when I'm off my rocker. Tell you a secret, I'm not alarmed. So what if I'm crazy, the best people are.